Okay. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right.
All right.
We're good.
Jupiter looked like he was so ready to say something.
I know.
And then he was making a face and he froze.
Handsome.
The most handsomes.
The handsomest.
How is he feeling?
He's great.
Good.
He is great. No seizure activity.
We love to see it.
Yeah. He had, of course, the day that we get to fucking Mexico.
Of course.
He has to go to the ER. Yeah, but so anyway, my sitter got here and was like, he can't walk and he's not responding. And I was like, cool. So she took him to the NC State, but then he ended up being fine.
Well, I'm glad that everything ended up being okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, Stephanie, before we gaslight you again, your phone is over here.
Oh, thank you.
No wow.
It's okay.
Nice. I got you.
Thank you.
After I fucked up
before. That was fucked up before.
Yeah. Only one gaslight per night.
Yes, please. I can only take so much.
So we all look really good tonight. Well, I'm braless.
I don't have a bra on.
I have a bra on.
Well, it's before 8 and I'm braless, so I meet the criteria. But
I do, too. I have a bodysuit. No.
You look so cute.
I'm braless by spirit.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
That's true.
Because my girls are, like, way too saggy to, like, be in public.
Mine are, too, but this bodysuit is the only thing that holds them up where I'm comfortable enough.
I need to know what the bodysuit that is.
I got it off Amazon.
I want to buy some more bodysuits.
Uncle Jeff comes through.
Daddy Jeff to you.
Daddy Jeff. Daddy Jeff funded our trip to Tulum as well as the
literally down from
drug Zofran.
Yeah. Literally down from my luggage to my hair clips.
All Daddy Jeff.
What a man.
What I was going to say is that we all look very cute tonight because we're going out to dinner. I also would like some acknowledgement for the record time in which I transformed from, you know, a creature from Lord of the Rings when you arrived to
a beauty
a sexy
queen.
Baby, as Taylor would
Swift
would say.
Quite literally.
You look gorgeous.
I think you did it in like 12.5 minutes.
I think it was less.
It might have been.
I don't know. It felt like forever because we couldn't find the mic. And
but the reason I
I'm sorry.
Nothing was working as always.
I'm glad I caught the tail end of that because that's the kind of shit that sends me to another dimension. But what I was going to say is Stephanie looks especially adorable in her satin.
Okay, so we are going to an Italian restaurant. Right?
Yes.
It is Italian. Yeah. I didn't
You've
read that
You've never
been
wrong. In Molino?
No, I haven't. Oh, but so I looked at the menu and I was like, this is all in Italian.
It's so good.
Score.
It's the best Italian restaurant in Raleigh.
Yes.
So I needed to go like a little bit Mob Wives aesthetic. So I went for the satin button up. But then I was pumping my gas and I looked and I also have my big black jacket like to the floor.
Yeah.
What is it called?
A trench coat?
I guess. But like what's like the fashionista word for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trench coat.
I got from a thrift store as well and paid $30 for a $250 jacket, which is way too big on me, but I'm still rocking it. Anyway.
We love a thrifty queen.
This shirt. Yeah, this shirt is thrift store. But anyway, I was looking at my reflection while I was getting gas. And the only thing that came to mind was, holy shit, am I looking at John Travolta from Pulp Fiction. Yeah, Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Yeah. With the jacket. With the jacket and like the silk. Yeah.
I don't think
John
so.
Travolta.
John Travolta wishes he looked like
that's
you.
Right.
Listen. Most do.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I also overdid my eyebrows today. But we are rocking it.
Your eyebrows look great.
We are killing it.
Killing it in I mean, my outfit is killing it. As a human being this week, I'm not killing
it.
Oh,
me neither.
I'm failing at life this week.
Yeah.
I slept all day today, and I got paid for it.
I slept all week. Literally.
Yeah.
All
I
week.
I got my eyelashes done on company time today.
God, we love to hear it.
I love doing anything on company time. Sometimes I masturbate in the middle of the day just so I could get paid to masturbate.
I love that. So it's like, have you heard that, like, it's like, boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I shit on company time. Yeah.
Wait, can we just...
Like, that's why I jill off on
Can we
time.
Just make sure it's known that Sean said that?
No. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Terrible. Like the highest ranking out of all of us.
Yeah.
In their workplace is jilling off on company time.
Yeah. That's hysterical. All right. So do we want to get into Tulum? Do we want to talk about what's going on in the world first? Like, where do we...
I personally am really excited to hear about Tulum because really all I did while you guys were gone was follow a pregnant stingray on TikTok.
Oh my God. That's
wow.
Really
how was that journey for you?
It's not over yet.
Oh, she didn't give birth yet?
She hasn't given birth yet. And they're like stressing me out.
Wait, did you say he hasn't given birth? Oh, okay. I thought you said he. And I was like, we need more information.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past a stingray.
I mean, are you familiar? So, Stephanie, you're obviously familiar.
With a stingray.
With a stingray. Are you?
No, bro.
Oh, no. No, I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, I'm familiar with what a stingray is.
Me too.
We saw some on the yacht in Tulum.
We did?
Yeah.
Did you avenge Steve Irwin?
No.
Wait, were they in the water while we were in the water?
No, not when we were in the water. When we were docking and then right before we were leaving.
Oh.
I thought, I don't know, I was drunk that whole time. I know that happened.
Stephanie was in rare form on the yacht, I must say.
Love this. But so I'll tell the stingray story real quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this is a wild ride. And you're probably thinking to yourself, Courtney, what's such a big deal about a pregnant stingray? So her name is Charlotte. She's in an aquarium right outside of Hendersonville, North Carolina. And she's pregnant with pups, but there are no male stingrays in her enclosure.
The Virgin what? Mary. She's the Virgin Mary.
Conception of stingrays?
Or.
Why didn't they name her Mary?
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
But there are sharks. There are male sharks.
Wait, did this bitch get pregnant by a shark?
They don't know. So, because she had bites consistent, because I guess sharks are biters when they bang. Mm. So, she had shark bites all over her. Sean liked that. Sean likes a biter.
So did Stephanie.
Yeah, that was me that gave the little mouth.
But, yeah, so the theory, like the obvious like scientific theory is that she cloned herself through a thing called parthenogenesis, I think it's called. But it could be, you know, the two options are essentially a shark ray or stingray Jesus.
That's pretty fucking wild.
How many pups does she have? That's what
I
they're called?
They're pups. She's got a couple in there because she's got like the cute little like baby bump. And she's due to give birth any day now. And in fact, I think it's probably happened because they haven't posted her on their TikTok in like 2 days, but they're just like not telling us.
Oh, no.
But I think okay. I'm most excited. I'm pretty sure it's Stingray Jesus or Steezus.
Yeah.
As Steezus. Opposed to the shark ray.
But I love that it's a woman Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have cameras in this thing?
She hasn't had the babies yet for that to be.
No, made. Jesus would be what comes out of her. Oh, she would be Mary.
Right, you're right. She's Mary. Never mind. Sorry. I'm a Jew. What do you want?
But
Jesus was a Jew.
True.
He was, yes.
True.
But what I really look forward to is for when someone creates a cult around Stingray Jesus.
I'm joining.
I have to say,
like, I'm in.
I'm like, I'm the first one in line. Shit, maybe I'll start.
Save me a spot.
You could start it. You should and you could.
Wow. I'm going to have to follow this.
It's like, I think the Instagram is, or the Instagram, TikTok is Team Echo, ECCO.
Okay.
But now that we've talked about it for a good 5 minutes, like your FYP will...
Right. Okay, so I don't do TikTok. Like, I know the face Courtney just gave me. I feel like my For You page is just, like, not hitting. And I just see the same audio, different video over. No, on TikTok.
You have to train it.
I know, I don't have the patience. But has anyone watched Who the Fuck Did I Marry on TikTok?
No.
I can't do it. It's too many parts. I need someone 50? To like explain it to me.
Okay, I'll give you a recap to hook you in.
Okay.
There's this woman on TikTok that is describing her entire relationship from meeting to end of divorce with her husband. Basically, they met. They went to Cheesecake Factory. She got a flat tire.
Should have known immediately.
Right? No, she was the one in his defense. I can't believe I'm defending him. She was the one that said Cheesecake Factory was her favorite restaurant.
I don't trust anything she
Correct.
Says.
No, this is Anyway, so they date, they get married. She ends up getting pregnant. Unfortunately, she loses a child. They move into her townhome, and her feelers are going off. Like, he's lying about little things. She meets some of his family, but not everyone. And it was also during COVID. So COVID, like, covered up a lot of stuff. Like, obviously, they couldn't go to his brother in Philly because it was right. COVID. Anyway. Then it got a little weird when they were looking to buy a house, and he refused to show proof of income. He told her he was a CEO at some condiment company, and he was up and out of the house every day, 6:30, like, dressed and ready to go. Yeah, she wouldn't say what condiment it was. Not condiment.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he was a ketchup king?
Right.
A master of mustard?
Wait, why did I not see any of this? This is why you need to watch it. Because your comments on these videos. Anyway, so they got married, and she finds out he is anything he has ever told her was a lie. But here's the thing that got me. She is a fellow stalking queen, where she searched two social security numbers that she had for him, found the ex-wife, found ex-girlfriend, like, did all of this digging, found the family, and just how it unravels is mind-blowing. It is worth the 50 parts. Just watch it at 2x the speed.
So what I need, actually, is someone to compile all 52 parts into a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So I can just, like, and probably someone has.
No, you just play it as a playlist.
There's something about, like, the TikTok of, like, sitting in there for that long on, like, one thing.
I'll find it and send it to you.
That's difficult to me, but, yeah.
Her sleuthing was amazing. She is just a boss-ass bitch. He was just like a manipulator, a narcissist. He promised her so much, gave her nothing. He paid for, like, the rent. And she was just like, oh, so he does have money if he's picking up all these bills.
Yeah.
But, like.
Is it like the Tinder swindler?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just give you the ending without totally spoiling, but also spoiling. He ends up living in his car.
How do you go from the region of relish?
I was going to say, I was trying to think of something for maple syrup. The master of maple.
Region of relish. He was apparently a VP, I think. A VP of, like, operations or something. Hmm. Anyway.
She's in Atlanta, right?
She's in Atlanta.
So maybe he worked for PepsiCo. So, like, what food company? Oh. Maybe he was in charge of Taco Bell sauces because Pepsi owns Taco Bell.
Or Coca-Cola is in Atlanta.
Oh, right, because Pepsi's North Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina.
North Carolina. Anyway, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I need to, like, because no one has explained it to me. Like, I've just seen, like, the commentary about it, but, like, no one's, like, really, like, so I'm in. You've got me. Mm-hmm. Like,
thank you.
Next week,
I did my job.
I will be in.
Every time I hang out with you people, I feel like I have my head under a rock.
I don't even know how I found this. Because I'm usually also, like, not in on whatever's big on TikTok. But I was in. I watched all 50 parts yesterday.
There are side quest drama also. Because I don't know if you guys are familiar with Morgan Bailey. She's the, this is my baby from a random man from Atlanta.
No.
No.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Is it another docuseries on TikTok?
It's just, like, an ongoing. It's, like, not even, like, a story of in the past. It's, like, ongoing. Because, like, she was talking shit about her shithead baby daddy. But then she just got back with him for a little bit. And then she got canceled because of that. It's a whole thing. So her video comes up on my page. And the Risa Tisa,
yeah,
who's the one with the 52-part story, blocked her. And so she wanted to go listen to her story. And she blocked her, and which is so hilarious, right?
Oh, my God, side drama.
It's just, and it wasn't even like they had personal beef because they don't know each other.
Right.
Like, Risa Tisa just happened to get sick of Morgan's shit with her random man from Atlanta and blocked her so she didn't have to see it.
Maybe she was dating her mans.
From what I've seen, there's no connection.
Okay. Legion. She calls him Legion.
Legion.
Lion Legion.
The Liege of Lettuce.
Wow.
Anyway, I highly recommend it. It was her. I think what also got me is her storytelling and like how she tells it. She is so detailed, but also like she's so brutally honest. She's like, I know that I sound so stupid right now for not picking this up. She's like, but I'm going to keep going.
We love a self-aware queen.
She's so self-aware. So great. And I, like the first few episodes, I'm like, girl, really? You didn't pick this up? And then I remembered I dated Hockey Josh. So who the fuck am I to point fingers?
Hockey Josh got a lot of airtime in Tulum, I must say.
Did he?
Well, we just talked. I feel like we told the story a couple times because people there didn't know how we met.
Yeah. Anyway, highly recommend.
I will look into it and I will report back.
Okay, thank you.
I feel like Stingray, going back to the Stingray.
Have you just been sitting here thinking about this stingray?
A little bit. I feel like stingrays are really, like, the fact that this bitch cloned herself, like, I really think that the human race should, like, try to be more like stingrays. To the point where, as women, we literally don't even need men to reproduce.
Well, not in Alabama.
Oh, Jesus.
What's happening in Alabama?
Is it Alabama?
Yeah, it's Alabama. They ruled that embryos are children.
Oh, Jesus.
So, like, if you do IVF and you have leftover embryos, like, they are considered children.
And, like, it's not decided, like, what happens if you don't use those embryos.
This is like, what fucking world do we live in?
I just
want
to know what time.
It is the end
time. What time do these people have on their hands?
Men.
Yeah.
What, truly. Like, go take out the garbage.
Like, learn how to rake a
fucking leaf or something. Like, go find a hobby. Insane.
Well, you know what? All of these senators should be the ward of these embryos. The embryos are wards. Of the senators.
I don't know what you're trying to say right now.
I don't know either.
The senators would be like responsible.
Embryos.
But they're not going
to
carry it. It impacts them in no way, shape, or form whatsoever.
Right.
What they're trying to do, because like, you know, like with religious and the abortion thing, they don't like IVF either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're trying to control conception. In every way, shape, or form.
Man. Oh, no. I got nothing.
I know. It's...
I want to know what Jesus thinks about all this.
Well, when he's
Jesus
born...
Jesus is... Oh, from the stingray.
That's a good idea. I guess hope is that it is, you know, that this... What's her name? Charlotte?
Charlotte, yes.
I hope she does birth a female version of Jesus. You know...
God is
what
a
woman. Jessica? I don't know.
Jesus and Jessica. Jesusica?
Jesusica? Yeah, Jesusica.
I think Juno's eating a ball of hair.
It wouldn't be the worst thing she ate today.
She's still eating her own shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure she just ran upstairs to eat it while we were all sitting here.
All right. So.
All right, take me to Tulum, y'all.
Let's go to Tulum.
Well, you know, it started off pretty good in terms of the first day. Stephanie was having a lot of anxiety about our layover situation. Mm-hmm.
So much.
We had a layover in Fort Lauderdale, and it was like a 30-minute layover.
Oh, that's it. That's like you literally are getting off of one plane
and walking
and onto another.
Yeah, but like I had looked, and it was the same terminal. Like,
and it wasn't so much that... We like the timing was making me anxious. It was, are we gonna get off the plane in time?
Right.
Like we might land on time, but like then we have to deplane, and like that is what made me anxious.
No, I feel you, because like when I fly to California for work, the last time I went, I had a 30-minute layover in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And my connection was in an entirely different terminal.
Oh yeah, no, we were like literally two.
Two gates down.
So it wasn't a big deal.
The thing is, I don't really have, I don't struggle with anxiety with like timing or deadlines or anything. Clearly, I've been here for 4 years and I never renewed my fucking inspection on my or whatever. So that shit doesn't really stress me out. And I'm kind of the mindset like it'll work out. And if we miss our plane, then they'll put us on the next one. But so Stephanie was having
right. But we
time.
Were told two different things when
we
it came
were
to
told
that.
Two different things. When I called JetBlue, they were like, oh, yeah, we'll just put you on the next plane. But apparently the woman that Stephanie talked to was like,
she was like, we need to put it in writing
that we won't put you on the next plane.
Yeah. So that like, also was
she
making
was obviously
anxious.
Having a bad day.
Yeah, that would mean that would you would have had to sedate me.
Yeah, I Courtney.
Yeah, and I also I get anxious when flying in general.
That's true.
I also have anxiety when I fly, so whenever I get anxious, I'm looking for something else to get anxious about.
We're the same person.
I think so, but also I will mention this
that I was right.
No, you were right, okay. But. When we got in the car to go to the airport, I said, I'm going to say this once and then I'm not going to say it again. I'm anxious about the flight and getting off the plane. And then I left it.
You did leave it. But
the
body language did not.
But the entire time, they're like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like and I'm like, I know it's going to be fine. Stop bringing it up.
The body kept the score for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
But we were fine, and we made it to Tulum. Customs was pretty easy, and, you know, I don't even really want to get into the details of what took place after that, but it had to do with us meeting my sister and our friend Tate, who is a friend of the pod. And
hi, Tate.
What's up, Tate?
And, you know, the Cancun airport is, like, basically hell on earth. It has, like, 4 different terminals. They're very far away from each other. Everybody drives like a maniac. And basically, like, we got held up for a couple hours at the airport before we, like, even started making it to the Airbnb. And it was hot and we were tired.
Half of us were sitting in a 7-Eleven parking lot
for an hour and a half. And then we were waiting for other girls to arrive. And it was the whole thing. But we made it. We got through it.
It was fun, though. I know that, like, you guys were probably super anxious because you weren't getting the communication that we were getting about the sitch.
Yeah.
But, like, the second I got off that plane, I was like, what is anxiety? Like, what is anxiety? I have zero. And my, like, demeanor was just like, I'm in fucking Mexico. Yeah. Like, yeah. And they got a 7-Eleven and a Starbucks. I'm good right here
anxiety
for the weekend.
Stephanie is left at the Fort Lauderdale airport.
It was
yes,
left.
She did leave. She stayed at the Fort Lauderdale airport.
She missed her connection.
Say.
Yes.
Anxiety.
My anxiety missed the flight. Absolutely.
That's funny. Yeah. So we got to the Airbnb. The Airbnb was sick. It was like
gorgeous.
So beautiful. Like it had like 3 different rooftop areas and like swings and pools and. The concierge, it was like this little crew of, it was like this guy, Yuli, who I had been talking to, and he had like a crew of people. With
yeah.
Him, and they like made sure we always had everything we needed. They like came and made a taco dinner for us and like made drinks for us. And they were so sweet and wonderful.
Was it giving Ultimate Girls Trip?
It was 100% giving Ultimate Girls Trip. Literally. Yeah, because, you know, they have the concierge and they become
yeah,
like,
and I noticed that from, like, the stuff you guys are posting. I was like, they're literally living Ultimate Girls Trip.
No,
right
it
now.
Was.
I love that.
It really was. Like, we had a private driver the whole time that we, you know, became somewhat friends with.
Was it a Sprinter van?
It was a Sprinter van.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say the road to the Airbnb was kind of a ride because the roads in Mexico are just, like, we're not in the U.S. where there's, like, taxpayers paying to have, you know,
it was rough.
You mean to tell me there's a place with worse roads in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yes.
It actually is, and it is Tulum.
I wouldn't even say that it was a road.
It was not a road.
It was rocks.
It was rocks.
Beaten path.
It was, felt like being on
it literally was off
a beaten
path.
It was more of a boat ride, honestly.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was like,
but it also depended on the driver. So the first day when we were getting from the airport to the Airbnb, yeah, she was, I had to sit in the front, and she, like, I just kept,
Stephanie, we're like 10 minutes out from the Airbnb, and it's like an hour and a half to 2 hour ride from Cancun to Tulum, and we're like 10 minutes out, and I'm like, Stephanie, are you okay? And she was like, oh yeah, I just need to puke my brains out when we get to the Airbnb, but other than that, I'm fine.
Yeah, she was a rough driver.
She was a rough driver.
But the driver we had for the rest of the weekend was
he was good.
Great. He was great. Yeah. So, he like understood how to drive stick shift.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was great. And we all put on our pajamas and lingerie and had our drinks and the rooms. I mean, everything was just great. Everyone was, you know, chill about the room situation. And then we, I don't know, did we go to bed at a decent hour that night, I think?
Somewhat decent. Around tired. Like midnight, yeah.
Next day, we got up, driver got there at 9, and we went on our yacht excursion, which honestly was the fucking highlight of the trip, I think.
It looked great.
It was amazing. I'm so fucking sad you weren't there, Courtney. You would have been living your best life. I feel like this trip was really made for you, to be honest.
It was.
In all its housewife glory. But yeah, so it was a 40-foot yacht, and mm-hmm. it had like a whole front area that you could sit on, and there was this crew of three guys, Fernando,
Antonio,
and I forget the other. I haven't written down. I need to still do the review on
them, they were so
they
good.
Were so nice. They like waited on us hand and foot. They put the Bluetooth speaker on for us and just
handing out
drinks.
The second I had like half a drink left, they were like, "Let me get you another one."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I can get used to this."
They took us to some island and docked like right offshore of this like private island.
It was just like a sand,
like a sandbar.
It
wasn't a sandbar. It was just like an inlet.
I don't think it was an island.
It was more of just like an inlet. Separate inlet.
But it was the water was clear. We had rafts in the water. It was just so nice. And then they made us this fucking lunch. It was like fajitas and guacamole and ceviche, fresh. Like, oh my god,
so good.
It's just like the vibe. Here's the thing. Stephanie was the fucking social media coordinator of this entire trip. Literally,
the content was great.
She made it her job to take pictures of everybody. Like, you would literally be like just sitting, minding your own business, like about to take a sip of your drink, and she would be like, don't move. Look up. Okay. Tilt your head. Okay, perfect. And then she would take like 10 pictures of you.
And were they all great?
They were amazing. They were all amazing.
I was getting a little bossy.
No, but it was great.
But the content served.
Yes.
So, like, keep doing what you're doing.
Tate's pictures came out so great. I mean, Sean's pictures came out amazing. Everyone's pictures came out great.
Yeah.
But those two were my star models of the weekend. Because every time I was like, Tate would be like, yes, what do you need me to do?
Tate's Leo placement.
Yes.
We're like, we're on fire.
Leo-ing.
Yeah. Yeah. And can we just mention who drove us back to the dock?
Who drove us back to the dock?
Stephanie!
Oh, my God. I thought she was kidding. So the guy who drove the boat, Stephanie was like, I know you must be really tired, so don't worry. I'll drive us back to the dock.
You drove the boat?
And this bitch fucking gets behind
the
wheel
40
and
yacht?
Drives the yacht back. We have so many. We have.
He was bringing me a drink, and I was like.
Stephanie was like for sure fucking drunk at this point, too, by the way.
He was bringing me a drink, and they were like doing the anchor, and I was like, do you want me to get in and get the anchor? I could do that for you. And he's like, no, it's okay. I said, listen, if you get tired on the way home, I got you. I can drive a boat.
Yeah.
And he was like, can you? And I was like, yeah, I grew up on a boat. I know how to drive a boat. I could do it with my eyes closed.
Stephanie drove us back.
And I drove us back.
And we got the funniest pictures of her just like hair blowing in the wind, like one hand on the wheel, the other hand holding a drink.
Yeah.
Like just not a fucking care in the world.
You have a one hand feel on the steering wheel and the other on
that's
her
exactly
heart.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Totally natural.
That literally was the highlight of my trip, getting to drive the boat.
So funny.
Awesome.
I have not driven a boat in so long. It made me so happy.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
That was such a. And what I will say about this trip is that the group of girls was so good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I typically, like, I don't really have a lot of people in my life that are super like dramatic or difficult people. I have people that have strong personalities, but there's usually like a redeeming quality or a sense of self-awareness, even if they are difficult.
Okay, now I feel better.
I mean, come on, Brooke Johnson is my best friend. She's about as intense as it gets, but she's like such a good friend, and she also is very self-aware, and so it's like I don't mind a strong personality. So, but everyone just got along. Like, there was no drama. Everyone was really positive. There was no one that was complaining. Like, it was just, like, great, which I really appreciated. So, the energy was good. And then after the boat, we went to a cenote, which was really fun. We also got a lot of really good pictures. anything you want to
like
say about
the waterfall area?
Yeah, it's yeah. like it's like basically like this big swimming hole. I literally can't. I like want to go climb up onto my roof and jump off of it right now. So many plants, and again, I feel like everybody was just there's like lots of like areas to walk and explore. And I feel like everyone kind of sobered up that was not sober.
I was not that drunk.
No, 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 no. That wasn't pointed at all.
You literally
no, it wasn't pointed.
Stared at me like
honestly. Okay, no, but to be fair, no. I was just saying like, oh, like I felt like it was a good like we partied on the boat and then we all kind of just like
yeah, it was like a chill moment.
Yeah. No, nobody ever got hammered on the trip in reality. And then we went that then.
Well, and then on the way back to the Airbnb, we saw a dead body on the side of the road.
We what the did
fuck? And me and body. Sean looked at each other like,
oh my God,
like fresh.
Yeah, bro. Literally, there were these Mexican police officers wearing hazmat suits.
Yeah. Rolling like, him over. We were watching as they were rolling him over.
Yeah. He was like covered in blood.
He was stabbed and they dragged the knife through his stomach. Like, multiple times.
It was pretty funny.
And I found the article.
It was ordered by El Jefe.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
And I found the article about it because, of course, I needed to know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Stephanie's like, oh, yeah, it was a cartel killing.
Well, still undetermined. But someone called the police because there were bags of, like, that had blood all over them on the side of the road. And in the article, it said that he was already chopped up, but we saw a full-ass body.
Yeah, that was a full body.
That was a full-ass body.
That was a moment. I kind of just pretended that didn't happen.
Oh, it was another highlight of my trip.
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
I would have been on the horn with my therapist. Stat.
Literally, that was... That was another reminder that we were not in the States.
Yeah.
Anymore. Sean, you know my mother. So imagine if I called Hazel.
Oh my God,
up,
forget it.
And it was like, guess what I just saw yeah. while on the side
Hazel
of the
would
road.
Be on the next flight to Mexico.
My mom would be like, are you surprised?
Would be pulling you out by the skin of your neck. Yeah.
Then we did dinner that night.
We went out to
which
dinner.
I feel so bad for that dinner.
Why?
So I thought we were going to dinner and then we were going somewhere after.
Oh, that's right.
We were eating. I was drinking. I was hanging out at the table. Everyone is up and dancing. And I was like, I need to preserve my energy. So I'm just going to sit here, have a few drinks. Then I'll be like good for the next place. So then I turned to Sean. I was like, when are we are we walking to the next place? And she's like, no, this is it.
We're going home.
And I was like,
Stephanie was like, wait, what?
I feel like I was so boring. I'm so sorry. Because I was just sitting there waiting.
So the girls, as a birthday gift, hired a professional photographer to take pictures of me, which was like so sweet and so.
They turned out great.
Thank you.
So good. Gorgeous.
I really liked them. Stephanie did my hair because we were running late. And so we didn't have as much time to get ready. And Stephanie did my hair and. It was fun, but so I was tired. Like, I didn't have a minute to really breathe.
Yeah.
So we went to this place called Gitano, which is, like, it's a restaurant that turns into a club, and it's kind of, like, the spot to go in Tulum. Like, it's the trendiest.
This is, like, the Nobu of Tulum.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so – the thing about Tulum is that everything there is aesthetically beautiful. Like, every restaurant – every Airbnb, every beach club, like the aesthetics are so stunning. The colors, it's like open roof, everything. The stars are right there. The lighting, the art, like it's just, the spaces
gorgeous.
Are really beautiful. And the food is really unbelievable. Like everything is, it's, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like kind of next level. It's definitely not like a Cancun and it's not like a spring break destination.
Would you say it's like Cancun's classier older sister?
No,
like
I wouldn't even
grew up into Tulum.
No, like Cancun is the drug addict cousin of the family.
Yeah.
And exactly. This is like married with four kids.
Precisely.
Has
so
their
like
shit
Tulum
together. CEO
mushroom chocolate.
Precisely.
And Cancun is meth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got this table, which was like a big deal for us to get a table for eight of us at the same table. They usually have like a minimum, and they brought out sparklers, and they like had the music way loud as the night went on. But we all, yeah, we got dressed up. We all looked fire. And it was just such a fun night. That day was a perfect day.
Yeah.
Honestly, so was the next day. And then we got home, went to sleep. And then the next day, we did yoga. We went to this beach club called Amansala, which is like one of the nicest beach clubs in Tulum. And it's just, again, aesthetically stunning.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
They have like tons of beds on the beach and like these really comfy like hammocks and stuff. And we did it. It's also a yoga retreat destination. And so we did a yoga class in the morning in this tower like overlooking the ocean. And this woman named Darlene, who you would have loved, she like had us all pull oracle mm-hmm. cards, and she did Ooh. Like essential oils, and then covered us in cold towels. At
yeah,
the end.
It was
like,
it so was great,
unbelievable. Yeah, so and then we just spent the whole day at Amansala, and just everybody did their own thing. Some people laid on the beach, some people chilled in the pool. You could like order food and drinks all day.
Best nachos I've ever had in my
yes,
life.
The
Those
food,
steak, that steak.
Bro, the food was incredible.
Ugh.
The food the whole trip was.
Yeah,
incredible.
It really was. And it wasn't like I never felt, first of all, I lost 2 pounds.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Snaps.
Wild.
Wild.
Well, also I got sick when I got home, so that could have been
True.
It. But like I didn't no. gain weight in Tulum,
yeah.
is what I'm getting at. Everything was like so fresh. You could tell that like it was
yeah.
made right then and there. Nothing was frozen.
Yeah.
Like even the chips tasted like they were just
fresh.
Made in the back. Like the drinks were
so good.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So tasty. I felt like I was at a cocktail bar everywhere. Like a fancy ass
yeah.
cocktail bar.
Yeah.
Like everything was just so good.
Yeah. Yeah, and we spent the whole day at Amansala, and that was just like a truly relaxing day, because the day before we were like, we were
in and
doing
out of the bus,
and,
yeah.
Which was still fun, and then we got back to the Airbnb.
Well, we went shopping a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we did. On the way home, we stopped and went shopping.
We got Courtney a gift that
we
I forgot to bring.
A gift that we forgot to bring, but that's okay.
You guys did not have to do that.
No, it was like front of my mind.
Yeah.
I also FaceTimed you when we were at the beach
oh,
club.
Yeah.
And as I'm FaceTiming, I'm like, what if this is a surprise FaceTime? She doesn't have her wig on. She's never going to answer me.
Because
that's happened
I'll
before.
One better. I did not have my wig on or any clothes on.
Oh, damn it. What a missed like, opportunity.
That would have been even
for
better.
For us.
And like by the time I was like able to get my shit together, I knew that.
It was my birthday. You should have known that that would have been the best birthday gift
for
to me.
Real.
No wig, tits out.
Yes. You should have been like, well, it's her birthday. Fuck it. yeah, so that was my birthday. So then we had reservations at this other really fun place for dinner called Nomad, which is like a Moroccan restaurant where you sit on the floor and it had like a DJ who played the saxophone. He had a harem of women who were dancing around him.
Yeah,
all night.
Talk about a cult.
Oh my God, that literally.
He had a cult.
He had a cult.
Yeah. They were all making love.
Yes.
To each other
yes.
with their eyes. It was wild to watch. I watched that man finish at least 8 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
With no touching of another body.
For sure. Without
and
doubt.
Those women were, it was like double
well, they
finishing.
They were doing something that apparently is called ecstatic dancing.
What?
Oh my God, so it actually was like some cult shit.
Yes.
What? I didn't
you
know,
didn't know
this.
About this.
No.
Yes. It's Brooke sent a fucking link to it in the group chat. Ecstatic dancing. Ecstatic dancing. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so we'll have to
erotic dancing.
It was erotic and ecstatic. Yeah, and it was a vibe. But unfortunately, I ended up getting sick that night. So about halfway through, or not even, I was probably like a third of the way through. I don't know, man. I hadn't pooped in 2.5 days, and
Montezuma got his revenge.
It wasn't Montezuma's revenge, but I just felt so nauseous. And between the incense and the music. And, like, there was just too
dark
much,
lighting,
too much
yeah.
overstimulation. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up just going back to the Airbnb early. And the ride, my sister came with me, and our friend Jasmine ended up coming back. And the ride from the restaurant back to the Airbnb was one of the most harrowing experiences of my life because it was so bumpy and I was trying so hard not to fucking vomit. And as soon as we got to the Airbnb, I puked my brains out and then I felt 100% better.
Yeah.
It was like I was a new woman.
Yeah, sometimes you have to let one rip.
Yeah.
I was like worried it was going the other way because like, and then I was trying to imagine trying to like go through those bumpy roads while trying to hold turd in.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think anyone.
I think that
would
have been physically impossible.
I didn't poop the entire time I was in Tulum.
No, I don't think I did either, actually.
I don't.
I think that's why I got sick.
Yeah.
Like, I think
yeah.
I was constipated.
I was so bloated, too. I didn't realize until after how bloated I was when we were there.
Yeah. But then everyone, you guys had a great time at the restaurant.
Yeah, the food was great.
Yeah.
The vibe was probably the top vibe for me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the highlight of my trip, but the highlight of my vibe.
Yeah.
Area.
The vibe lane. It was like this super trendy exclusive resort called Nomad, and they had like tree houses where you could stay. And it was on the beach, and it was just, again, like so aesthetically gorgeous. It's like the kind of shit you see in like TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just like, it's not even real.
Yeah. The tables were low. We ended up sitting on the floor, but they had beanbag options.
Yeah.
It was just like dark and moody and just
moody.
Like what I want my living room to look like.
It was very cool.
It was so relaxing. Once the incense kind of faded away.
The incense is what poked me.
They were a lot. They were a lot, but they did fade quickly.
The incense, though, that's mosquito repellent.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yes, because I remember it from the last time I was in Tulum. They had that at another place. And I actually think I remember it making me nauseous back then, too.
Yeah.
And it just smells really strong. Because let me tell you, the mosquitoes in Tulum are nothing to fuck with.
They're
okay?
Like fucking birds.
They are not like the ones we have in the States. They are not the same breed. Like, I still... And I remember this from last time. For like a month afterwards, I was itching.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had this like incense going to keep the mosquitoes away. So that was kind of brutal. But yeah, everybody got back. I was a new woman because I'd vomited out every fucking organ in my body. We just like hung out on the rooftop and just like laughed. And I wore my crown that said 40 and a necklace that said 40 and my shirt that said sometimes they just want to hate you because you have nice tits, which is one of my favorite shirts.
Gorge.
And then we all went to bed and then got up the next morning and had some coffee and then everyone left. My friend Brooke and I stayed an extra day at Almansala. It was wonderful. I got a massage and a facial and honestly, it was just such a great trip.
Like, so lovely.
It was fun.
So great.
I feel like the itinerary was perfect. Like it was just enough things to like have different experiences, but it wasn't like too much.
Yeah, everything we did was relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was no like go, go, go.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, we're running to the boat, but now we get to lay on it for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Or like, you know, we get in the car and we go here, but then we get to sit here for a few hours. Like it was.
Yeah.
It was
great.
Probably the best vacation I've ever taken.
Oh my God. That makes me so happy.
It is. Well, and I also like don't take vacations.
Yeah.
I was trying to think the last time I went on like an actual vacation. So my family has a timeshare in St. Martin that we used to go do every year. And I don't think I've been since middle school. And that would be the only thing comparable.
Yeah.
Like me going to the mountains is not comparable. Me
right.
going to the beach here is not
yeah,
comparable.
Like
yes. yes. No, this was
this
like,
is like a full-blown
yeah.
vacation. Yeah, it was amazing. It was the best way to turn 40. I felt super loved and I just felt like it was such a great crew, except the fact that you weren't there, obviously.
I was there in spirit.
I know you were. It just would – you would have loved it because it was so Housewives. Like, just, like, having our own driver and, like, yeah. But that was
– I didn't fight. I didn't pick any fights with anyone.
Yeah, Stephanie didn't pick any fights with anyone. Stephanie was great. I mean, she was so fucking funny. Everyone loved her, obviously.
I mean, how could you not?
I know. Yeah.
We got locked out of the Airbnb one day.
Oh, we got locked out of the Airbnb, and it was – probably my fault because I think I grabbed the wrong key.
No, I think it was just too many keys. Like, why do we need 17 keys for one Airbnb?
That was a bummer of a moment. But then, you know.
But it ended up being fun and fine. We laughed.
Pushed Brooke over, like, the fucking 20-foot privacy fence.
Yeah.
I can just see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that, you know, didn't end up working out. But it was all in all, like, what, a 20-minute delay? Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't anything. But any of, like, the stressors that happened, I feel like we all, maybe in the moment, were a little, like, aggravated and stressed. But it passed so quickly, and we all were just like, that was nothing. Like,
yeah, there was.
Next, there, what's next?
There was truly no major drama at all.
Yeah, no.
Or, like, up, like, things that went sideways.
No, just like if we were running late or, you know, the whole debacle with the buses on the first day.
Right.
Everyone took it
in stride.
Yeah.
Stephanie did everyone's hair and took everyone's pictures.
And I was so late to everything.
Yeah.
I felt bad, but everyone looked great.
And yeah. What else is there to say?
I don't know. It was just so fun.
It was really fun. And I returned home. My flight was late. Well, my flight, I don't have either of you bitches ever been to the fucking Dallas airport? Don't ever go.
Not since I was a kid. I think I connected there when I went to Belize.
It is the worst airport on the face of the planet, okay? Because it's like Atlanta in that it has these different terminals that you need to take a tram to, but the tram is in a completely different part of the airport, and it's called the Sky Tram, so it's like up above everything. And every, like, the way the gates are laid out are so counterintuitive. And then when you finally get to your terminal, it's like a big circle. So you just have to, like, it's a nightmare. And I had to, like, sprint to my connection. And the only thing getting me through, because at that point I had been traveling for 10 hours, was that I wasn't checking a bag. I was very proud of myself that I did not check a fucking bag.
Love
on
that.
This trip. Okay, this is my 40th trip, and I am a very vain person, and I care a lot about my outfits. And I managed to pack and look good on this trip without checking a fucking bag.
I'm okay? So proud of you.
Thank you. It was a life accomplishment that it took me 40 years to reach.
Did you use packing
But you got
cubes?
There.
I did not use packing cubes.
I'm even more impressed.
As a matter of fact, on the way home, I literally just dumped everything into my suit. Like, there was no rhyme or reason to anything. So the only thing getting me through is that I don't have to check a bag, and that when I do finally land in Raleigh, I can just leave the plane and go home. And I get to the gate, and I'm the last one to get on the fucking plane, and this bitch of a gate agent looks at her partner, wouldn't even look at me and make eye contact with me, and she was like, tell her she has to check her bag. And I was like, excuse me? What do you mean? And she was like, it's not going to fit. Tell her she needs to check her bag. And I was like,
Why the fuck wouldn't she tell you herself?
I was like, I'm right here. You can tell me. She wouldn't look at me. And so then her partner, the guy, was like, all right, well, you know, why don't you go ahead and put it? They have like a tester thing.
Yeah.
You put it in.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sure. No problem. I put it in. It fucking fits. And then she looks over it and she goes, tell her she still needs to check it. And I literally looked at her and I was like, well, it fit on the last three planes. So I don't know why this one's going to be any different. And she was like, she asked, at that point, it was just a power struggle. Yeah. At that point, it was not about the bag.
They would have had to call an air marshal on me.
Bro, I started crying. This motherfucker, he takes my bag and he's like, it's going to be okay. And I was like, actually, you don't know what I have going on in the rest of my life. So it's not going to be okay. Like, meanwhile, there's actually nothing going on in the rest of my life.
It's so funny you say that. Because I almost pulled out the same exact card. In customs in Charlotte, but I'll save that for when you're done.
Okay. I was literally so upset, and then I just start, as I'm walking down the jet bridge to get on the plane, I am just crying silent tears because I was so tired,
yeah.
And I just wanted to get home, and now I'm like, oh great, now I'm gonna have to fucking sit at the fucking baggage claim at whatever. So I get on the plane, and I'm sitting on the plane for 15 minutes, 20 minutes go by, and the pilot comes on, and he's like, well, folks, we turns out we have to have some maintenance done on the plane.
Nope. So I'm going to start walking.
We're hoping that they'll be here in about, you know, 20 minutes, but we'll keep you posted. Another 30 minutes goes by, and then they inform us that the plane does, in fact, need more maintenance than can be done that day. And so we have to deboard the plane, and that they're going to try and find us another plane. And all I can think is, well, now I don't have my fucking bag that has all of my medication and my vape juice, which I'm now out of, and I've never needed to hit my vape more than this moment. And I go out and I look straight at the woman, and now I start to become a little dramatic because I'm like, well, my medications are in my bag, and now that the plane is delayed, I need to take my medications, and my medications they're very time sensitive. So what are you going to do about it? Yeah. And she was like, well, maybe you should not keep your medication.
I would have come unfucking glued. Yeah.
And I just looked at her and I was like, thanks for the life advice, but that doesn't help me. And I didn't think I was going to have to check my bag. So that's why my medications are in the bag. So are you going to do anything about it? And then she proceeds to like pick up her purse and just walk away. Because I don't know if it was like her lunch break, but she just fucking walked away. I was so pissed. The only thing that got me through was that both of my boyfriends called me in that hour-long window. And so my Nigerian prince boyfriend was like, well, which I have some updates there on the big L word. I don't think I've even been on the pod since Valentine's Day.
I can't wait.
So we haven't talked about the sheets.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. We'll get there. God. We'll get there.
This is a time set check at 7:30.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Well, anyway, my Nigerian prince boyfriend called me, and he was like, well, I'm sending a private jet, and I've called American Airlines and threatened to remove my investment, so they're going to get you home very quickly. And then my other boyfriend FaceTimed me and just told me that I was pretty, you know, until I felt better.
Which is really all you need.
Which is honestly all I need.
Yeah, I'd take that over the private jet, honestly.
Yeah. So I ended up being okay. But, yeah, I didn't get home until 2:30 a.m. and then went straight into an 8:30 a.m. meeting. And I really have not stopped since. So it pretty much erased any relaxation that I had for
my vacation. I hate that.
No, I mean, it's okay. It's fine. I'm okay now.
I mean, that's not a way to end. Because, like, I am fiercely protective over my carry-on. Because, like, I've been separated from my luggage too many times. Yeah. So, like, 2 years ago, I was flying out to California. I was connecting in Minneapolis. And they were pulling, like, every third person to check their bag. Oof. And now, mind you, I have the Away carry-on plus. So it's a little big. And I have, like, my... I didn't have the bays at the time, Weekender, but it was like about the same size. So then that's how I kind of get away with carrying everything on. They're like, well, you have two bags, so you need to check the big one. And I look this gate agent in the face and I just say, no.
I wish I had just.
And then he scanned my boarding pass and I was down the jetway.
That is so great. That is so great.
Because he recognized that I was not the one. That was not budging.
Don't fuck with it.
Don't you love when they're aware? Oh, my God.
That's so funny. I was missing that energy, man. And
well, then, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go. Go ahead.
So I almost punched a white man in the face in customs.
Tell me more.
I almost do that every day.
A guy standing behind me. So I am like still chill. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I slept on the flight, which I've never done in my life.
Like a fucking trip through customs to ruin any chill you might have.
So the line was long. I'll give it that. Okay. But you know what? Who fucking cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
What are you going to do about it?
Right.
Well, this guy behind me thought complaining the entire time was going to do something about it. So we're almost to the front. I'm literally reading a book because there's signs everywhere that say, don't use your phone. And I follow the rules. I also have to catch another flight. So, like, I don't want to be getting in trouble and miss my next flight and be stuck in Charlotte. The worst place in the world, in my opinion. So I'm reading my book. And he is, first off, talking to his wife like she is less than a child.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Like, unwell. Then he's commenting on how everyone around him is so ugly.
What? What the fuck?
Yes. He said.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. He said, God, these people are just so ugly compared to who we were around in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Wait, he said more. He said, I wouldn't want to see any of these people in a bathing suit. And I'm holding it in.
What did he look like?
He looked like a frat boy.
My dog shit out.
Like a frat boy. I don't know how else to. He was wearing.
You need to say no more.
Like a pink, like polo-ish, like a salmon polo-ish. Yeah. I think he was wearing Sperry's.
Did you say
or something,
that?
Like loafers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have said something.
So he's just going on and on. So finally, we're like almost to the front. And he starts talking to the guy standing behind him. And he was like, you know, I just wish that we could pay to cut the line. Wouldn't that just make so much more sense? The people that want to pay can cut the line and then they can use that money to get more TSA agents to on these gates, blah, blah, blah. He's going on and on and on. So I finally turn around because my blood pressure is now rising.
I wish we had like a body cam.
And I say to him in the calmest, I was so proud of myself, in the calmest, like, are you stupid way? You know, there's something called global entry.
Yes.
And he looks at me like confused. And he's like, they don't have the kiosks here. I said, no, no, they're right there. The kiosks over there. That line.
Did he have global entry the whole time? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That line over there. You see those people that went through the kiosk and now standing in that? That's global entry. Well, my business pays for TSA PreCheck and Global Entry, and I can't do it. I said, well, that sounds like a you problem. Because it's, and I'm still pointing, because it's right there. And then the wife starts to chime in.
No.
And she was like, well, you know, we couldn't get an appointment. And I go, shh, shh, shh.
Did you actually shush her?
Yeah.
I love everything about this.
I said, all you have to do is fill out an application. And then, like, you go through an interview, and he's like, well, that doesn't exist in Charlotte. I said, oh, so your final destination? And she's like, yes, and they don't have, you can't do that in Charlotte. I said, well, that's funny, because I'm pretty sure you can go to, like, a FedEx and fill out the application and whatever. And then he says to me, well, then why aren't you in that line? And I said, I'm not the one complaining.
Yes!
So even keeled, so just like, I want to fucking punch you in the face, but I'm going to hold back. And so they step back. They let the people behind them go in front of him because now all of a sudden he doesn't care about the time of waiting. He said, oh, you have a connecting flight? Well, your time. Oh, then he said something to me like, well, I guess my time is more valuable than others or something about his whole, like, he wants to pay to go cut the line but not get global entry, blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, I guess so. And I wanted to say something like, but then I held back because I know this isn't the right thing to do. But I wanted to be like, what if I had cancer and you're telling me that your time is more valuable than mine?
Yeah.
And like, I'm good chilling here, but obviously I wasn't going to pull the cancer card because I don't have cancer. But I was just trying to think of something like super over the top where I could be like, go fuck yourself. That's are you late to a meeting?
It's like, I'm trying to get home to my pregnant stingray.
Bro.
It's more important than you.
Yeah.
That's like the time I told my neighbors that lived above me that I was an emergency room nurse. Because during COVID, they were making so much noise and it was the middle of the night and I couldn't sleep. And I banged on the door and I had to think of like whatever I could think of to make them feel as guilty as possible.
Yeah.
And I said that I was an emergency room nurse.
Yeah.
That's what I love. Like, you don't lie a lot, but when you
but
do.
But when I do.
That was wonderful.
I go big.
Like, I should have been the time that she faked her appendix surgery. We'll get into it later.
Well, give me my phone quick so I can finish my story. So I get through customs. Great. The guy was great. He was so nice. And you had to go through like a second round. So I had to give him like a piece of paper to show him like you don't have to double search my bag, which my bag did get pulled when I went back into the Charlotte airport.
Oh.
And you know, I had some goodies on me, but they didn't get them. I get to my gate and karma came back because I went to Starbucks and I just wanted almond milk. I just needed a fucking protein shake. I was drinking protein shakes in Tulum with water and they were disgusting. Ugh. The girl gave me a Trenta almond milk for free. And I was just like,
nice.
I did. There it is.
You're like, I earned
this.
All because you punched Kyle in the face.
Right.
I guarantee his name was Kyle. Also, he totally got stopped to get his bags checked again.
Good.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I hope
because they were doing every third person, I think, is what I got it at, and he.
So you mean to tell me if he hadn't have backed away from you, he wouldn't have gotten popped?
That's great.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Yeah. So I got back. I'm drinking my protein shake, and I. Oh, he also. Yeah, I took notes.
So
See, this is what you said. You said, I don't want global entry because I want the content.
Yeah.
And you got your wish.
Yeah. He also yelled, a security person was yelling at us because people kept getting out of the line and then, like, getting back in, I guess, like, to bring their kids to the bathroom. Okay, let the kids pee. Anyway, she's talking, and he goes, we can't hear you. Take off your mask.
What?
She wasn't wearing a mask. He was just being Kyle.
Wait, what?
He was trying to be funny. He was probably like a rootin' tootin' Republican and just yelled back, take off your mask. We can't hear you. That was another thing.
Seems, I don't want to assume the race of the person that he was yelling at, but it seems very microaggression.
She was Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I get to my gate, and I take all these notes because I needed it to be fresh. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know what? Charlotte's a pretty damn big airport. Let me look up the process for global entry because I don't actually know. I only know you said we can go.
I know for TSA pre-check, I went to a
state. Oh, okay. So basically, you fill out the application online or go somewhere and they have an official document to get it. And then you get called for an interview if they choose you. Guess where the place to interview in North Carolina is?
The Charlotte Airport.
5501 Josh Birmingham Parkway in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. They are open 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Fridays, and close on federal holidays. So, Kyle, if you somehow reach this podcast, I just listed the address and hours that this place, if you're chosen for global entry, will interview you. Fucking do it so the next time you go through customs, the person standing around you doesn't want to fucking bitch slap you because I... Anyway, then I got on my flight and I was home in 45 minutes and it was so wonderful.
And then you shit your brains out for the next 5 days.
Oh my God, I was so sick. I was so sick. I think what happened was, so I'm getting Factor meals now. And before I left, there was one I didn't eat. So I threw it in the freezer. And then the next day after Tulum, I unfroze it and I put it in the oven. I don't know if I didn't cook it enough or something, but... throwing my brains up, simultaneously shitting myself.
Oh, God.
For the entire night. Or Tulum was just catching up to my stomach. Because I still, at that point, had not gone to the bathroom. So, yeah. I don't know. But all week, I've been unwell. But I think now it's turning into Wegovy side effects.
Probably.
I think it's now, this indigestion is, like, unreal.
Yeah.
But is it weird? Like, I just took my fourth shot last week. Now, all of a sudden, I have symptoms?
No, I mean, anything goes. We'll go be.
Sean, everyone, marketing genius.
Yeah, for real. Anyway, that's all I have for today. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Loved every bit of it.
We need to talk about Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe this is in lieu of texts from my Nigerian prince.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We're talking about the blankets.
Oh, yes.
You can rebrand it just as Nigerian prince update.
Nigerian prince update this week. Yeah, so my Nigerian prince was here right before I left for Tulum and happened to be here over Valentine's Day. And we had established that we were not going to go out on Valentine's Day, that we were going to go out the day before because Valentine's Day is just, like, crazy trying to get, like, reservations. But anyway, he arrives on Tuesday, and he actually, like, surprised. So, like, I was upstairs on my bed, and he just, like, walked in the house and just, like, showed up in my bedroom. And I'm, like, sitting there, like, holding my vape. Yeah, like, he comes in and out. Are you taking a picture?
It's time to be real.
Oh. Anyway, he just, like, suddenly appeared in my bedroom, which was, like, just kind of threw me off a little bit, but.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Whatever. I don't care. But he doesn't know that I vape, and so I was, like, holding my vape. So then I was, like, and whatever. So he we go downstairs, we eat, we go back upstairs, and he's like, oh, wait, I have something for you. And he runs downstairs to get whatever this thing is that he has for me. And he comes back upstairs with a blank. It's like, it looks like sheets and pillowcases. And it is, in fact, a set of pillowcases, and it is a duvet cover. And it is black and white and red. And it basically is this like black and white blanket, but it has big hearts on, like airbrushed hearts, and the words love written all over it. And then pillows, king pillowcases that also say the words love. So it's like, it just like says, it's like, and like he opens them, and I was like, oh, these are so cute. But I was like confused.
Why
and
do
like,
you lie?
Well, because I did think it was cute, but I was just confused. Like, I was like, are you trying to put is it a duvet cover? Are you trying to put it on my blanket? Like, that's a big undertaking. Do you want me to help you? Like, I was just very confused, and he was just like so pleased with himself. And then I was like, do you want to sit on it? Like, what do you, like, what's the end game here? But he wanted to adorn my bed in this, like, I mean, I think it was like speaking of like weird drug addicted cousins, this was like the weird drug addicted cousin of putting rose petals on a bed.
Oh yeah. Is wow. How
I interpreted it.
Wow. Instead of buying the rose petals, it was an airbrush duvet cover.
Didn't even do the fake rose petals. He went real.
No,
yeah.
He went real left.
Well, because this way you always have it.
Honestly, I thought it was so fucking hilarious and cute. And he also got me a very sweet card that said, like, you make my heart happy. And he wrote like a little note, and then he got me a bracelet that looks like a tennis bracelet.
So I gave a lot of shit for this, just because this is a Nick.
Well, obviously FaceTimed the set. So he left to go drop some shit off at his hotel, and he always gets a hotel when he comes, even though he sleeps here, which I very much appreciate, because it's just
space,
a little bit of space. So of course, the second he even like shut the door, clicked into place, I FaceTimed Courtney and Stephanie, because I was like, I was like, you need to see this. And I think Courtney picked up first, and I was like, okay, strap in. And she was like, I'm scared. And then, oh yes, oh yeah, because Stephanie was getting her nails done. And then when I turned the camera around, and Courtney was like, what am I looking at? Like, what is this? And then we FaceTimed Stephanie in, and she was getting her nails done,
and I was cackling.
Courtney just couldn't stop laughing. Cackling. And then Stephanie like had a meltdown, vicarious meltdown at the nail salon.
And I asked my nail tech to back me up on this.
And then the nail tech was like, I think it's cute.
And I was like, you are crazy.
It was, I
No, okay. It was, I will say it was a very adorable gesture.
It was a sweet gesture.
And I think culturally.
Yes. Well, he always
hit the mark.
Yeah, he always is like, hey, like Nigerians go over the top for shit. Like that, he says that all the time. Yeah. He's like, we just go over the top. We make T-shirts for everything. I mean, it's like I keep meaning to wear my Nigerian girl swag T-shirt. But yeah, so I think it, and he's like, I think the humor was not lost on him, that it was like a weird, funny, over the top thing to do. But it was just so sweet. So here's the other thing. So he's been sending me GIFs that say I love you.
And he's going to say it out of his mouth the next time you see him.
He sent me a GIF. What's funny is this morning he sent me a GIF that it said like, and it was like on WhatsApp. And it said like, what did it say? It was like, you're beautiful, you're sweet, and I love you. And it was this like little dog like putting his paw and in the check boxes next to the words or whatever. But the funny thing is he deleted it later. So he had sent two GIFs. One was like another animal like looking at a picture frame with hearts in his eyes, and it was like, you're beautiful. And then the other one was this thing, and it said I love you. And when I went back later, he deleted it. And I thought about calling him out on it, but then I didn't, because I was like,
so these GIFs are giving big my grandmother's Facebook vibes.
It is. Yes. That is 1,000,000%
with like Jesus standing on a mountain.
Yeah, that's
and it's like, Jesus is always with you
in
clip art.
Or it's like the happy birthday clip art.
Yeah.
Or the he is risen on Easter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the vibe. But he sent me another GIF when I was at the airport that said, I love you.
Right. You sent that to us.
And I just responded and was like, you're so cute.
Well, I have therapy homework that y'all get a kick out of.
Oh, my God.
Tell me. Can I do it too?
So I was instructed or suggested that because, like, we were talking about, like, okay, like, what do you look for in someone? Like, when you're swiping, like, what makes you want to swipe right or left? And I was like, well, I want to swipe left for almost all of them. And she's like, why? And I was like, because even if they're good, it's too good to be true. And if they're emotional, well, that's weird. So now I'm supposed to swipe and screenshot and put together a PowerPoint presentation for her and point out my ex. I was made for this.
This literally sounds like my dream. Therapist, my therapist, if you're listening, I want shit like this, okay?
Wait, can you do it for us on the pod?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Oh, wait, can we all do this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like I can get something out. I love taking other people's therapy homework and doing it for myself.
Because it's almost easier when it's not given to you.
Yes.
Which I'm also telling you guys to keep me accountable.
Yes.
But also, it's fucking hilarious.
That is wonderful.
Because wouldn't
wonderful.
It just be like my fucking luck that I'm being an asshole and being sarcastic about it because that's the only way I can do this. And like,
you're
going to
meet
someone.
Your husband this way. Oh my God, this is the best assignment ever.
So... You're not boring. I'm just trying really hard not to throw up right now.
I have Zofran.
I might need some. Are you supposed to, like, when does the screenshot take place? Like, as you're talking or just their picture, their profile?
It's even pre-swipe.
Okay.
So I don't even have to swipe right on anybody right now.
Oh, we're one step at a time. Okay.
It's just one step. We're baby steps. Because this one will tell you I am picky because it's fear. You know?
Oh, I'm again, same person.
And you should be picky to a degree. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, there's such trash out there. So I believe in being picky to a degree.
Yeah.
But I think, there's a middle ground.
Yeah. But I'm also like proud to announce that the ick has finally set in
with
a certain individual.
Good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear this report.
I'm feeling like more.
Oh, I cannot wait to get to dinner.
Because how would you feel if you were dating somebody, they're living with you, you're taking care of them.
That would never happen in the first place.
And you know.
This sounds like my dream.
And on their Facebook page, they post a picture of Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco and then writes a whole dissertation of ladies, this is why you should date the ugly guy.
You've got to be shitting me right now.
Dead ass.
Oh, no. That is so disrespectful.
She basically called your friend ugly on social media.
That's how it appears.
That's so fucked up.
And the fact that, you know, maybe he saw it. Maybe he didn't. But the fact that he's willing to be with someone who is just so blatantly taking advantage of him. Yeah, the ick is set in.
Yeah, that's not right.
The ick is set in.
Oh, boy. Did you tell him?
No. It's not my business.
Yeah. God, what a shit.
But it's you guys' business and all of our listeners' business.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not my business to tell him.
It's our business to know, though.
Which is, like, also a big change for me.
Yeah.
Sean will tell you, like, I have no self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have, like, played stupid and been like, oh, my God, what happened? You guys not together anymore?
Why is she writing
shit like this?
Yeah. But I made the decision that I'm staying out of their shit.
Good for you, girl.
Good. Look at you growing.
The growth will be because, you know, I unfriended her on Facebook, like, months ago.
Oh, did you?
But I still, like, check every now and then because, like, she's all public. Because sometimes you gotta know.
Oh, yeah.
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 It also shows what kind of person he is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
like,
just the lack of self-worth.
Correct.
Because I think, like, what somebody is willing to accept says a lot about that.
So much.
And, you know, there's, I think there's varying levels of
character defects, and Lord knows I have mine, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be all holy. And
we all do.
Now.
Yeah.
But, like, to allow yourself to be so blatantly, for me to not even be talking to you all that regularly, because I am trying to respect the fact that you're in a relationship, and if I can see this from 3,000 miles away, just from the internet, I can only imagine how people in your daily life are seeing this.
Or what he's ignoring.
Right. More so even that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
So, ick. Yeah.
Big ick. That's a big ick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you for not saying anything.
I am too. And we love a well-placed ick, you know?
What's the biggest ick you had in a person?
Ooh. Ooh. Defrauding the government to stay on food stamps.
Ooh, what's mine?
Shithead Brian.
Shithead Brian.
I need to see a picture of Shithead Brian.
Shithead Brian.
I need to put a name to the face.
My biggest ick. Ooh, I mean, definitely by far is being a Trump supporter.
Oh yeah. Well, I've never had an ick in a romantic partner because I just want them to love me, so nothing bothers me.
Honestly, it's sad because a lot of times when I'm swiping on Bumble and I see a really hot guy, almost every time he's
they're conservative. Yeah.
I just filter it out immediately.
So here's the thing. The last guy I was seeing, he was pretty moderate, but he was probably more on the conservative side than he was liberal. But in no way, shape, or form, like Trump, he was – like a logical person, and that I'm okay with. But if I feel that if you put conservative on your dating profile, you are a true conservative.
1,000,000
If you don't put it on, then I'm like, okay, even if you go a little bit to the right, I don't hate it. I'm not mad. We won't argue about it. You seem like a logical person. But when you're like actively, if that's like the first thing, you have an American flag.
Yeah, forget
you're
it.
You're a totally different breed.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah. Biggest ick ever.
All right. Fish pictures are also an ick for me.
Fish pictures
are major,
especially
ick.
At this point. Like,
and cowboy hats.
Oh, yeah. Or pictures with sunglasses. When, like, every picture
oh,
they're
every
wearing
picture,
sunglasses?
Yes, yes.
Let me see your eyes, bruh.
Yeah.
Or, like, when they don't have a single picture of them by themselves.
Yeah.
Or, like, if they have, like, Jesus loud and proud in their bio.
Yeah.
Also, if
Jesus is my homeboy. I saw her yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, come on.
Oh, Jesus. Day 15.
Okay.
It's time.
Oh, shit. All right. We got to go. Bye. Everyone have a wonderful week.
So long. Farewell.
And we'll be back next week. I'll watch VPR, so maybe we have something to talk about. I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, me either.
It's I.
That's what I figured. Okay, bye, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all.
Woo.